I want to ask you also about the trial with aromatase inhibitors looking at longer durations of 5 years. Can you talk about that study, what the design is, and where you're at with that?
Basically, it's a trial for patients who are finishing 5 years of largely aromatase inhibitor-based therapy, get randomized to a placebo, or in this study, we're using letrozole. And basically, patients can have received up to 3 years of tamoxifen and then convert over to an aromatase inhibitor. So actually, I said the majority. They need to at least have 2 years of the aromatase inhibitor to be eligible for the trial. So we're not limiting it to women who have received 5 years of an AI. We're allowing women who have had some tamoxifen and done the crossover, the IES.
And I guess this is one of the most common questions that oncologists have in practice. It's great that they're now going to have a trial that they can put patients on. What's your approach to the patient in a non-protocol setting who's just finishing 5 years of an AI? Do you bring up the option of continuing, or you just stop them?
My honest answer to that is, since I've been in Pittsburgh 4 years, I'm not seeing those patients. So it's hard for me to say what I'm doing in my practice when I'm not seeing those patients. Obviously, our position with the trial is that we don't have evidence of benefit beyond 5 years, and that because of the bone density effects and so on, we need to understand the upside as well as potential downside, and so the trial is appropriate. So if you're going to do the trial ethically, then you have to be comfortable that that is the standard of care. So that's what I would recommend to patients, that there's just not evidence of benefit. One of the more difficult times for patients often is that the point when you stop treating them, an ER negative, she's always worrying, have I had enough cycles of this therapy? Do I need a few more? I think I could take a few more. ER positive patients, I'm doing well. Are we sure that we should stop it? For a while, everybody felt tamoxifen forever was a smart thing. Unfortunately, the NSABP was able to do the trial that showed, no, it actually isn't. So we still think in the absence of data, it's best to get data.